My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin needs a drink, Belinda needs a job, and things start to get personal. So listen and enjoy.
I go, then the only solution is for you to get a job to put aside money to get her an education. This does not mean you have to give up on your dreams. It just makes them more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a boyfriend,
yes,
it's good advice, but you want the money.
Yes.
As a scammer, you go, really? Just send me the money. Just yes. Send me the money.
Just send me the friggin' money!
Really, Randy? Preacher McGee?
That's nothing. When you were sending her job leads, that was... all right, yeah, but when you were sending her job leads...
I know.
I'm looking to get my... This asshole sends me job leads.
It's like, do you believe this?
I don't want a job. I want your money, you moron.
Is he clipping coupons and mailing them to me, bastard?
Well, here's a Groupon for some dinner.
Well, I know of a security job opening in Washington State.
Oh, yeah. She's looking for just send her job leads.
She goes, I guess that's a good advice. I go, I've been where you are. Hence my career rating porn. It was not my first choice, but it helped put food on the table. So it kind of brings it all around.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, our lights have gone off for about 2 days now, and the phone might go off any moment from now. I miss you and talking to you. That's why I'm here. I go, okay, I guess I'll talk some other time. Be safe. She goes, I'm not going yet. Do you want me to go? I go, no, not at all. She goes, okay, so what are you working on now? I go, just working on a roast. I have to write and have some personal issues. No time to not work, so I just deal with it all. I want a drink of scotch, but I will try not to go down that road.
Oh, boy.
We're bringing back Drinky Davin.
Drinky Davin.
And that was around October. That was around October.
Did we ever find where I shot the thing?
No.
It's really interesting. It was just a little segue.
Yeah.
I mentioned in one of the clips that Joe put, where we talked about me shooting out.
Yeah, he pulled an Elvis on the TV.
But we can't find the clip where we actually talk.
Damn it.
And when I started that clip, I didn't review the whole show. I was just going to, the whole show's been reviewed. So
right.
It's nuts, and it's still not.
I don't know. We don't know. Because you were completely creeped out, so I don't know what happened.
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? That's why you got to listen live.
Yeah.
She goes, that's good. It's good to keep a clear head. What personal issues are you having? I go, I never said my head was clear. I was just saying I have to work, and drinking will make me feel better. But it's not the answer. Though maybe it is.
Uh-oh.
I go, sometimes people stab you when you all you've done has been nice and try to help them. I work in a shady business with people that are not always the nicest. Once in a while, I still get surprised by this. She goes, so it's about work? I go, no, it's about friendship that crossed over into work. This is April 8th, Joe. So this is where show shit.
Wow.
Now I'm so upset with this whole situation with Joe from last year at the time that I'm now talking to my scammer girlfriend.
And it was very and that period was a very traumatic time because
yeah.
This was not only the show, this was about a 15 year friend, yeah, about a 15
still got that in, did you?
About a 15 year friendship,
about
stupid.
A 15 year friendship, you know, it was very traumatic.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know what that was. It was traumatic on my end.
Oh, it was traumatic for me.
You know, so it was a lot.
Oh yeah, I was completely hurt by the things you said.
Yeah, and I was a very traumatic, and I was going through a very bad time.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing, and this is what scammers do.
The den was in an upheaval.
But you know, but it was. But scammers gain your trust.
Yes.
And here I know what's going on, but I still trust this person enough, and I'm still infuriated by the whole situation that it's bleeding into my conversations with her.
Well, it's only natural that it would.
Well, I mean, I conducted an interview with Bonnie McFarlane, and it didn't bleed into that. But here, you know, I'm talking to my scammer girlfriend in Africa days after she asked me for money about this.
Well, yeah,
yeah really.
Because really...
Any port in a storm.
Seriously, she's the best port I got. She's a better port than you at this point in my life.
Oh, boy.
And it could have bled in talking to with Bonnie. It's like,
yeah.
It happened that day where you sent that email.
Yeah.
It happened that day. I had to interview her like an hour later.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was in no mood.
Yeah.
But it was a good interview.
It was.
So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
She goes, she asked me if my Virginia trip is about comedy. I go, yes. She goes, do you enjoy the work you do? I go, aspects of it.
Well, yeah, the trip down and a lot of things have to be hashed out.
I go, not a lot of it. She goes, what do you enjoy about it? I go, being on stage and seeing people enjoy what I've created. She goes, what don't you enjoy? Almost everything else, I say.
Guy I'm riding with.
Sometimes hanging with other comedians is fun. There's a lot of bullshit and lying.
Oh, there's, yeah. There you go.
Except for today.
There's a lot of bullshit and lying and bad people in my job. It is like porn, but the people are much less attractive. Again, truth bleeding over.
Hold on a second. Have you looked at Ron Jeremy? Have you ever seen that mug?
It ain't the mug that got him the job.
No, that's the truth.
Remember I was talking about the show Dave's Old Porn?
Yes.
I was watching, there's a show that Dave would tell.
Yes, I heard about the show.
He had Ron Jeremy on. Yeah, Ron Jeremy actually blew himself. I did not know this was possible.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Everybody's intrigued.
Wow. Yes, we are, because, wow, you'd never leave the house.
That old one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Pip. Nah. Now it's a show. She goes, ah, I see. I go, not what you imagined, I guess. She goes, not really. Had no idea that's why I ask. I go, most people do not. They just see the end product of us basking in the applause and love of the people. She goes, I guess every job has its occupational hazard. I go, exactly. Mm-hmm. In my line of work, the lows are just more personal. She goes, exactly.
Wow. That's, yeah, wow. Yeah, that's striking while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is real raw. This was real emotional shit.
Yeah.
So, and it speaks the fact that I do have some relationship with this person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I genuinely like this person.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the fact that if I did not have the relationship I have with my wife, where, you know, we're happily married and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
who knows? Maybe I could have fallen for this, knowing what I knew.
Isn't that crazy,
it
though?
It is crazy.
Knowing what you knew and you were still kind of getting sucked in as far as you would allow yourself as a married, happy, rational human being, but still, you weren't a lonely guy.
There were times of complete emotional tumult with this whole Belinda thing.
Sure.
Where I, even though it's going, was confused and, going, and you know, liked this person.
Yeah.
And you start to see this here. You know, in my moment of weakness, I'm talking to her.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.